Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. We're digging deeper into Matthew's Gospel, and today we're in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 4. It reads, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted." What kind of mourning is he talking about here? I don't think it's grieving over death, it's not bereavement. I think instead it's the soberness about the state of the world and the significance of sin. The verb mourn here is in the present, not the past. So it seems we're being encouraged to continue to mourn over our sins and the state of the world, not just at things in the past. It's important to keep our consciences tender towards sin. Christians are realists. We don't wander around with a fixed grin on our face, oblivious to the pain in the world. Indeed, no, we weep for the state of the world, like Jesus did, like Old Testament prophets did, and like Paul in the New Testament as well. We are realists. We mourn because we have some understanding of what sin means to God. The fact that God has an utter abhorrence of it, a hatred of it, it's a terrible thing because it divorces God from a relationship with his creation and it causes such pain to those he loves. So there is a paradox here. How can it be blessed are those who mourn? It's perhaps happy are the unhappy, it seems to be what Jesus is saying. How can this be? Well, I think there's something here to do with two things. Firstly, the fact that mourning over sin should lead to repentance, and repentance leads to joy. That's a good thing. Acts chapter 3:19, for example, "Repent then and turn to God that your sins may be wiped out, that times of refreshing may come from the Lord." There's a comfort here. One of the Messiah's jobs was to be the comforter who would bind up the brokenhearted, Isaiah 61 and Isaiah chapter 40. Simeon too, he was looking for the consolation of Israel, Luke 2:25. "Some of our comfort will come now, and some will come later," Revelation 7:17. "The Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes." Some comfort now, some comfort later. People who follow Jesus are looking forward to a time when all wrongs will be righted. We spend time contemplating the reality of the next life, and that gives us strength to endure the gap that exists between our present mourning and our future comfort. Romans 8:24, "For in this hope we are saved. But hope that is seen is no hope at all. Who hopes for what they already have?" And verse 18 of the same chapter, "I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us." Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Let's mourn about the state of the world and the dangers of sin and the damage that sin does, and let's do something about that. And let us be comforted by God's joy that comes from repentance and by the knowledge that in time to come, all wrongs will be righted. Next time, we'll go on to verse 5. But until then, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.